The program is called the Distributed Common Ground System. Each of the military services are developing one, but in the Army's case, development has been underway for the better part of the decade. The goal is to get rid of the stovepipe systems the military's been using to collect and analyze intelligence and give tasking to its intelligence collectors, many of which use proprietary data formats and don't interoperate easily, and replace them with a family of systems that speak a language that's common across the intelligence community. Major General Harold Green is the Army's Deputy for Acquisition and Systems Management. He says many of the components of the system, which goes by its acronym DSIGS-A, are already in place in Afghanistan. They were deployed as quick reaction capabilities in response to past intelligence shortcomings.
So where we had this as a quick reaction capability, we've now brought it in and gotten approval to field that capability across the entire Army intelligence enterprise. That'll allow us to standardize our training and standardize the program that we use across the Army.
Army officials say the elements of the system they've gotten the green light to deploy are also fully compliant with the overall intelligence community's common architecture for IT systems, known as DI2E. Major General Stephen Fogarty, the commander of the Army's Intelligence and Security Command, says eliminating proprietary systems was a major step forward for the Army.
Over the course of the war, we have tested and fielded many different capabilities to answer a wide range of problems. Some of these have been specific collection sensors, some have been software. Frankly, some have worked and some have not worked. Our analysts are extremely intelligent and they are very tech savvy. They have driven our intelligence enterprise forward. We have fielded a range of analytic software over the years to meet their needs. We are constantly looking for better tools to equip our analysts. I'm agnostic about the tools that our analysts use as long as the tools are IC compliant and completely interoperable. And again, any solution that uses a proprietary format, whether it's a collection sensor or a piece of software that inhibits complete sharing of data across the enterprise, that's a red line for me as the J2. I absolutely support the acquisition of tools that demonstrate improvements in ease of use and visualization, again, as long as they're IC compliant and interoperable across the enterprise.
Fogarty's comments were an oblique reference to a system called Palantir, a data analytics system developed by a private company of the same name. DSIGS-A got some unwanted national media attention over the past couple years when users leaked internal Army memos that appeared to show that some commanders wanted to use Palantir, believing it performed some functions for intelligence analysts that DSIGS-A didn't. Green says the Army has actually deployed Palantir based on requests from commanders. Out of 13 requests, it fulfilled 9 of them. But for now, it doesn't comply with the information sharing imperative for data interoperability. However, he says the Army is hoping that will change.
There was probably a reason that units were requesting Palantir. There were a number of comments in it lauding the ease of use. So what we did as part of the process of having industry days is the Palantir team came with a white paper. They were one of 6 that was selected for further investigation. So what we did as an Army is we entered into a cooperative research and development agreement. Now that's an agreement where the two parties agree to share, and there's got to be benefit on both sides. We believe they have some technologies that would be of value in DSIGS-A, so we're investigating those technologies. The benefit to Palantir is that they've been working in our labs and are very familiar now with the infrastructure, the standards, and hopefully they can become compliant with the IC standards. Because clearly, if there's a capability there in ease of use and in the ability to make links that is best of breed and that our soldiers like, we want to go after that.
The version of DSIGS-A that will start to deploy across the entire Army intelligence enterprise this year has one big gap. The parts of the new technology that are designed to handle top-secret information won't be included in the first release. Instead, the Army will use the legacy systems it's already been employing for TS-SCI data. That decision arose from a critical report of DSIGS-A earlier this year from the Pentagon's Director of Operational Test and Evaluation.
DSIGS-A operates at multiple security levels, to include coalition, the secret level, and then the top secret sensitive compartmentalized information. And what they found was that there were some challenges with the workflows, particularly between the top secret SCI and the separate or coalition domains. They also found that there were some reliability challenges. Again, they were primarily with the top secret sensitive compartmentalized information portion of DSIGS-A. So the decision that we requested for Mr. Kendall in the full deployment decision is that we be allowed to deploy the other components of DSIGS-A minus the top secret sensitive compartmentalized information components.
Green says the Army hopes to have the kinks in the top secret corners of the system worked out when the next release of DSIGS-A comes out about a year from now. In the meantime, legacy systems will do the job. But he says the bulk of the heavy lifting those computers do in Afghanistan won't be impacted, since the multinational coalition does most of its work at the lower classification level of secret.
Part of this is, in some sense, indicative of what we've been doing the last few years. The predominance of the fight in Afghanistan has been done on the secret and coalition networks, and not a lot of it on TSSCI. So that's where we put our focus.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.